WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. An arrest has been made in the armed robberies of two convenience stores in Bryan earlier this month. A Brazos County grand jury issued direct indictments against 22-year-old Devontae Jefferson of Bryan. He's charged with the June 2nd holdup of the Easy Shop at La Brisa and Harvey Mitchell Parkway and the June 4th robbery at the Easy Mart at Villa Maria and Finfeather. A Texas A&M student from the Dallas-Fort Worth area was identified as the person who died in a crash Monday night at Harvey Mitchell Parkway in Holloman. College Station police report 21-year-old Caroline Killian of Irving was a passenger in a car that made a left turn in front of an oncoming SUV. The driver of the car Killian was in was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way while making a left turn. Alcohol was not a factor. Girls attending Bryan Public Schools may be able to wear shorter dresses, skirts, shorts, and skorts.
Bryan ISD school board members voiced no opposition to the length being at mid-thigh instead of the top of the knee.
It is so hard for our parents to find clothing that go to the knee. Even at my age, I go into my department and the skirt, the dresses and the, you know, they're much shorter.
Human Resources Director Crystal Goodman says her recommendation is still acceptable in the school environment.
It takes away the battle with a parent, because every year at the beginning of school, parents go and buy all these clothes for their kids.
There was also no opposition to requiring boys in the 6th through 12th grades to wear shirts without tails so the shirts don't have to be tucked in. Final action will be considered next month when the board considers next year's student code of conduct and handbook. You can see examples of the proposed changes online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson was back in town long enough to preside at last night's special meeting of the city council. Nelson finished attending his first national mayor's conference.
I learned that there are hundreds of mayors out there, and they're not all the same as me, but they face a lot of the same challenges that we have here, and I think there's a lot I can learn.
Nelson said he was not a voting member of any of the conference caucuses, but he said the contact with mayors around the country was extremely helpful. Two groups of property taxpayers are facing important deadlines this Friday. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says one group are those who came in last November and made a half payment.
And the second half payment in full is due by June 30th. And we pulled our records, and there's about 4,000 people still sitting out there that have a balance due that qualified for this half payment.
Rowe says the second group is those who did not qualify for the half payment but still did not make a full payment. Those taxpayers who are already subject to penalty and interest for late payment will also be assessed an attorney's fee starting on Saturday. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash. Or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while you're vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs, new and certified pre-owned at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the Summer Fun Sales Event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hey, good morning, 7-Eleven, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, let's check weather. That's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
For today, sunshine and some scattered clouds. There may be a brief shower passing through during this afternoon. High temperature, low 90s tonight. Back down in the 70s with a few clouds. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, humid. Isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Low to mid-90s. 75 to 80 Thursday night. Sun and clouds, widely scattered storms Friday afternoon. Temperatures in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Florida took the college baseball championship over LSU in Game 2 of the College World Series. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, the Astros fell to the A's at Minute Maid while the Rangers earned the W over the Indians in Cleveland. And after accelerated discussions, the Knicks are expected to announce that they'll be parting ways with Phil Jackson. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
7-12. We may start this today. We may do it tomorrow. It's our friends at Elizabeth Lutheran Church, their big fireworks display. Mm-hmm. It's over there in Caldwell. They do theirs on July the 3rd.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to compete with, you know, the other ones that are going
on. The big
on.
Ends. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But
so
theirs is big, too. I mean, they have
do.
A lot of stuff out there.
They got live music and food, and they got a rock climbing wall and an obstacle course and a bounce house castle thing and all that. And we have special deals from different merchants in Caldwell.
Cool.
So it's been, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, we did a mostly expense-paid trip to Caldwell. And, what we did is we got them a couple of, I think, because you bring your own chairs, and so we got them a couple of free chairs, and I think a cooler or something. But most importantly is we got them a rent car.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you could have free transportation there. And the winner was from Caldwell, so they had to drive from Caldwell into Bryan
to get the
rent car so uh-huh. they could use it to go back to Caldwell.
Okay.
All right.
It worked. I mean, they liked it.
Good.
I don't know what
sometimes they were. Sometimes it's fun to drive a different car
sure.
than what you have.
I don't know what they were driving before that, but nonetheless, it was. So we'll be doing that a little bit later on. And like I said, we may start it today. So there's a, you know, I don't know anything about the Dallas Cowboys, but they apparently have a new rookie that they've signed who's Taco. His name is Taco.
Oh.
Taco Charlton.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go.
When the Cowboys drafted defensive end Taco Charlton out of the University of Michigan, it only seemed like a matter of time before a Mexican restaurant made a deal with him. Well, that endorsement contract is in, and it's the appropriately named Taco Bueno that prevailed. The Mexican restaurant chain signing Charlton to promote their products, planning on creating what they call a tailgate box, and using the Cowboys rookie in digital spots. The deal makes sense when you factor in that almost half of Taco Bueno's locations are within the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area, and their corporate headquarters is roughly 16 miles from AT&T Stadium in Irving, Texas.
Half of their restaurants?
Wow.
I didn't... I guess I've heard of them. I didn't know how big they were, but
yeah.
I gotta say, kudos to Taco Bueno, because honestly, when I first saw Taco Bueno, I think it was when it first popped up over there on Rock Prairie, when it was Rock Prairie and Welburn.
Oh, okay.
When it popped up in that gas station.
Yeah.
And something about, I don't know, the logo and the name and all that stuff, I thought it was like a very small business. I thought it was almost fake. It looked like something out of a movie or something like that. Turns out Taco Bueno is like huge all across the country. It's a big chain.
I had no idea.
And so good for them for getting a...
We have one here?
We did at one point. Actually, maybe I might be thinking of Taco Casa, to be completely honest.
I don't think we have
way,
a Taco Bueno, but
Well, but it was close.
Yeah, either way, that's true about Taco Casa.
All right, so Taco Bueno. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you could try one.
There you go.
I suppose that'd work.
Maybe that's why you name your kid something strange, so when they become a professional athlete, they get an automatic endorsement.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
that's really the moral of the story.
Yeah, it's really that deal about getting to the point where they're professional athlete. You know, chances of that might be a little bit small.
Because if you name your kid Taco and he doesn't become a professional athlete,
then people will just make fun of him.
Yeah.
All right. So, the hottest new kitchen accessory is quite literally IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but it's
IKEA's
Blanda Blank Bowl. Richard Walter from Stockholm discovered this the hard way when his grapes caught on fire inside the stainless steel bowl.
Oh.
So amazed by the situation that he recreated it with a tiny scrap of paper and, of course, posted the video online.
Of course.
Well, that caused IKEA to, go into an internal investigation, figure out what this was, but swears that the products are always rigorously safety tested before they ever go to market. A representative for the company tells The Local, which is some publication, I guess, maybe over there, that the bowl's position in relation to the sun, concentration of heat and temperatures in Sweden, all contributed to the blaze. Yeah, because it can just be scalding over there in
Sweden.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're just metal serving, like mixing bowls.
Okay, I guess be careful.
Or serving bowls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Here's a list you want to be on. It's the worst companies to work for.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, from 24/7 Wall Street. Number 10 would be Xerox. Number 9 would be Rent-A-Center. Number 8 is Hertz. Wow.
Mm.
Number 7 is Forever 21. Ooh. We have one of those here, don't we?
We do.
We have a Rent-A-Center here, I think, also.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have probably a Hertz rent-a-car. Number 6 is Dish. Number 5 is Sears. Number 4 is The Fresh Market, whatever that is.
Okay.
Number 3 is CompuCom. Number 2 is Kraft Heinz Company.
Really?
Oh, wow. Well, we know from years ago, we went onto their website, and it started with the landing page said, a word from our attorneys. Yeah, where they're basically warning you about don't use their logo or the words from their website without their express written permission.
Ugh.
And number 1 is Alorica. Alorica.
No idea what that even is.
Why don't we Google that and see who they are?
Spell it for me.
Alorica. We're spelling on the radio.
Alorica. Okay, let's see. Headquarters is in Irvine, California.
All right.
Let's see. What do you do?
What do you tell them about us? Who are we?
Customer service solution?
We make lives better.
What?
How?
One interaction at a time. That's what they say.
Oh, okay.
We provide customer management solutions that span the entire customer life cycle. So there's customer relationship management, financial care, healthcare solutions. I'm so confused. I still don't understand
why do we type in, why is Alorica the worst company to work for? And maybe because clearly they want to tell us about puppy dogs and rainbows, and it may well be that that's not the case.
It sounds kind of like they're a middleman company. Like they're that guy from Office Space who's like, I deal with the customers.
Of course.
Unnecessary.
But if it's one of the worst places to work, how could their customer relations department be doing their job?
Alorica, which has hired 1,400 people in the past year at its High Point call center, was ranked the worst company.
Oh, it's a call center.
Oh, I should have known.
The company is the worst rated employee review website. It says, while Alorica likely aims to provide its customers, which are large companies, with optimal service, its employees are left to deal with those companies' customers. So, yeah. The challenge of patiently and courteously providing helpful service for often irate customers, a challenge Alerica employees experience in large doses daily, could help explain the high level of dissatisfaction.
Yeah, I could. Well, again, let's go to work and be yelled at.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
That's always fun to be able to do that. And that way, well, and again, that shields the company, whatever their customer company happens to be, from having to hire people to get yelled at. They just say, we'll hire people, and they can yell at our people instead, which doesn't sound like much fun. You're exactly right.
I should have known it was something like a call center with that generic dialogue for their company description.
I know.
We're here to make your life better.
We create solutions.
Yeah. 720, okay, so at least 3 out of 5 people say that they're going to do some sort of cooking out here during the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the most popular day of the year for doing that. And the good news, if you're hosting, apparently it's not going to come anywhere close to breaking the bank. The American Farm Bureau has released its annual study of how much a summer cookout should cost. And it comes to $55.70 for 10 people. So that's $5.60 a person.
Okay.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
If you can do that. Now, they say that for those prices, you can buy 8 hot dogs and buns. Hot dogs.
I know.
Okay. 8 cheeseburgers and buns, pork ribs, potato salad, baked beans, chips, the condiments you need, lemonade and chocolate milk, and watermelon for dessert.
Okay.
Standing outside drinking some chocolate milk on a burning 4th of July.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice.
Prices down by 1%, saying because of meat prices. I didn't realize meat prices were down.
Me neither.
They don't seem to be.
I don't know about around here.
Yeah, nonetheless, we'll see. All right, the latest pizza getting attention on social media is one with a very strange topping, like avocados or peas. Well, no, actually, it is Pizza Barn in Yonkers, New York, getting Instagrammed like crazy because it sells a 24-inch slice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pizza Barn Super Slice clocks in at 2 feet and has been served in a specially made pizza box.
Yeah.
Clearly.
You'd have to have one.
Because of that size. A plain slice will set you back $12. For those looking to get adventurous with their toppings, however, if you can imagine, they've got meatballs, cheeseburgers, and fries.
I mean, it's a pretty large platform. You have plenty of space.
Should be able to do that.
That's outstanding.
All I did was eat one slice of pizza.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Just one slice?
Yeah, and it cost me $12.
It's on my diet, right?
Yeah. In Oregon, a man and a woman are having a loud argument in their neighborhood, and the neighbors called police. When the police arrived, they could hear the fight going on. They noticed it took them a long time to come to the door. Finally, the police were let in and found the man and his girlfriend covered in dirt. Upon further investigation, it was determined that during the course of the argument, the man and the woman began throwing dirt from the potted plants in the house at each other. Now, who's going to clean that up?
Right.
Right.
And why was that
a
good
idea?
Whoever
loses the fight.
Yeah. Why was that a good idea?
How is that going to solve the problem?
Well, we don't know what the problem was. All right, United Airlines is in the news for all the wrong reasons once again. Mother and a 4-month-old son on board a plane waiting to take off at Denver International last Thursday. It was really hot there, temps outside about 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in the rear of the plane when Emily France said that the air coming from the vents was hot, not cool. And although the flight attendants brought her and another mom some ice to press on their kiddos' bodies, after 30 minutes, she asked and was allowed to go into the boarding area for 20 minutes rather than sit in the hot plane. But when they got back on the plane pushed away from the gate, her son's body flashed red, eyes rolled back in his head.
Oh,
he began screaming, went limp. She says, clearly the worst moment of my life.
Yeah.
Emily says she and her son were on the plane for a total of approximately 2 hours before the incident. Pilot returned to the gate. Paramedics arrived, and the child is okay and is recovering now. But
I mean, how hot was this plane?
Yeah. And again,
children aren't very large.
No.
So imagine an overweight man, for instance, like crammed into the middle seat.
Taking up his two seats.
And that's what I'm thinking is, how is this the only situation where someone was ended up having some sort of heat-related
medical
problem
issue
there? Anyhow, we know that a lot of it has to do with, and, you know, there are people from United who will probably tell you this is a federal regulation that keeps us from being able to do this, but it would seem like if they're going to let one person off, they ought to be able to let
everyone
all the passengers off if they're going to do that. Hey, one more note on that story about the LSU pitcher's dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy who helped him is the father of their strength coach, and he was a retired firefighter.
Okay.
So he had two guys who just happened to
really
know what it was about.
That's a lucky guy there, a doctor and a firefighter.
Yeah. Well, and apparently some kid got his head bonked with a foul ball earlier in the series, and Pouchet's dad had to check him out, too.
Oh, man.
So it's like, you know, he's doing doctoring while he's there.
Yeah.
But, hey, look, he's a doc. Go over there and check with him. See how that's going.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
Wow. Crazy.
Yep, it is. All right, so the worst airports in U.S. America.
Let's hear
it. Worst airports in U.S. America. Number 16 is Atlanta. Number 14
16?
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that's pretty good for Atlanta.
It is, because it's big.
Yeah.
14 is Houston. 8 is DFW. Then LAX. John F. Kennedy International in New York. Boston Logan is number 5. O'Hare is number 4. Dulles, number 3. And number 1 and 2 are in New York. LaGuardia is number 1, and Newark Liberty is number 2.
Wow.
So there you are.
So much traffic.
And while we're talking about Boston, apparently a live lobster was found in somebody's luggage.
Oh, smuggling lobsters.
Yeah, I guess so. TSA spokesperson said a 20-pound live lobster discovered.
20 pounds?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a large lobster.
It is a large lobster. The agent said it's the biggest lobster that he had ever seen.
Yeah.
Crustacean was being transported in a cooler. Lobsters aren't prohibited on airplanes, but they must be transported in clear, spill-proof containers. Kind of like at Kyle Field, right?
Okay,
security must be notified ahead of time. Hey, I'm packing a lobster. Okay, thanks for the warning. TSA said the lobster cooperated very nicely.
Oh, well,
so
good.
There you are.
Well, good.
726. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Going to have pretty much the same weather next couple, 3 days, in that the high temperature probably going to be 91 or 92. Chance for some showers, and they'll probably be in the afternoon simply because that's when the clouds will have time to get together. Lows each night will be in the 70s. However, tomorrow night, the low is 77, just saying. And then as we head into the weekend, temps will still remain about the same. They're going to basically take the chance of rain out of the forecast right now. Pretty nice. Fair skies. We've got 69 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
So 3 years ago, liberals in Seattle insisted on raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Business owners and others warned that it would cost jobs and hurt the economy. Now, a study conducted by economists at the University of Washington confirms what everybody knew except the left. Instead of helping workers, the minimum wage increase hurt them. The study found a dramatic effect on business owners who stopped hiring, they reduced hours for existing workers, and they let other workers go. The study estimates that the average low-wage worker in Seattle lost $125 a month due to the minimum wage increase. The losses it caused far outweighed any benefits. And I told you Monday on my show what's happening in McDonald's. Their stock was tanking. They turned it around when they began installing thousands of robot kiosks to bring down labor costs. The kiosks don't demand $15 an hour. Liberals believe that business owners have piles of cash sitting around unused that can support the costly policies the left demands. But it doesn't work like that. Keeping labor costs under control is crucial to the survival of any business, and knowing what they are. When liberals arrogantly raise those costs arbitrarily, it always hurts the employees. They are the ones that suffer. But even with this fresh evidence, liberals will never admit that they were wrong. They'll find ways to inflict even more pain on the economy and kill more jobs. That's just what they do when they're trying to help people.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 69 degrees and foggy, so be aware if you're driving out there. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members voiced no opposition to a pair of proposed changes in the district's dress code.
Human Resources Director Crystal Goodman says one recommendation is designed to do away with the problem of boys in the 6th through 12th grades wearing untucked shirts.
The campuses really support this because they're using a lot of instructional time with their with students trying to get them to tuck in their shirts. As a result, it is a violation of the student code of conduct, which goes as a discipline referral, and it can impact the different levels and the consequences that our students are receiving.
The board will consider final action next month to require shirt tails for boys that says, quoting, must be no longer than the tip of the longest finger with the student's hand fully extended down the side of the student's leg. Another recommendation is allowing dresses, skirts, shorts, and skorts to reach the mid-thigh instead of the top of the knee. Girls are not presently required to tuck in their shirts. You can see examples of the proposed changes online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A special meeting of the Bryan City Council last night was a pit stop for Mayor Andrew Nelson, who was in between out-of-town trips. At some point, the council could bring back the topic of annexation after the Texas A&M System's announcement of seeking a public-private partnership to build and operate a data center on the Rellis campus.
We looked at that a few months ago. We were here in the council chambers talking about annexation of that area. Certainly, if there's going to be a tremendous amount of growth out of there, it's in Bryan's interest to take a keen look at what's going out there and make sure that the development happens in a way that's good for Bryan.
Nelson returned to Bryan with minutes to spare to attend the council meeting after returning from his first National Mayor's Conference. This Friday is an important deadline for two groups of taxpayers.
The first group that we're talking about are those people that came in November of last year and made a one-half payment.
Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says the second half payment is due this Friday to avoid penalty and interest. Rowe says the second group is those who did not qualify for the half payment program but still did not make a full payment on their taxes.
If it's not paid in full by the end of this month, then on July 1, the delinquent tax attorney firm that works for the taxing jurisdictions will pick up those accounts, and immediately their fees will apply. So the people will owe tax, penalty and interest, and attorney fees.
Rowe says phone call volume is expected to be high this week, but you can use their website for balance and account information, BrazosTax.org. A Brazos County grand jury has issued a direct indictment charging a Bryan man with the armed robberies of two Bryan convenience stores in the last 4 weeks. 22-year-old Devontae Jefferson is accused of the June 2nd robbery at the Easy Shop at Harvey Mitchell and La Brisa and the June 4th holdup at the Easy Mart at Finfeather and Villa Maria. According to online records, Jefferson was arrested a week after the indictment. He's being held without bond in the Brazos County Jail. The person who died in a crash in College Station Monday night was a Texas A&M student. Police report the victim, 21-year-old Caroline Killian of Irving, was a passenger in a car that was struck on the passenger side by an SUV at Harvey Mitchell and Holloman. Investigators were told the southbound car made a left turn in front of the northbound SUV, which had a green light. The driver of the car and the SUV were taken to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The driver of the car was ticketed for failing to yield right-of-way on a left turn. Alcohol was not a factor in the crash, which closed the intersection for about 4 hours. A kitchen fire was to blame for an evacuation on the San Antonio Riverwalk yesterday. Authorities say hundreds of shoppers and hotel guests from the 38-story Marriott Riverwalk Hotel were moved to the Henry Gonzalez Convention Center. And the most powerful opioid in the world has shown up on the streets of Houston.
Carfentanil's intended use is to sedate elephants, but it's been linked to dozens of deaths in the United States and is so powerful that just touching it can kill you. It was found in Houston in what was thought to be a batch of methamphetamine. Peter Stout is CEO of the Houston Forensic Science Center.
A lethal dose of this you can't even see. So if you had it on your fingers, if you touched your mouth, or you're in such a place where it can absorb through your skin, you can get a lethal dose and not even realize that you've come into contact with it.
Houston police will get upgraded masks, gloves, and plastic evidence bags. And officers in the narcotics unit will carry Narcan, an antidote for drug overdoses. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 69 degrees and foggy. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
For today, sunshine and some scattered clouds. There may be a brief shower passing through during this afternoon. High temperature, low 90s tonight. Back down in the 70s with a few clouds. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, humid. Isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Low to mid-90s, 75 to 80 Thursday night. Sun and clouds, widely scattered storms Friday afternoon. Temperatures in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the College World Series is over and Florida has emerged as the champion after yesterday's win over LSU. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers beat the Generals last night to maintain their lead in the TCL, and the Rangers earned a road win over the Indians while the Astros fell to the A's at home. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Let's head to the phones and out to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you today?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on the air with you today.
Let's talk, first of all, I guess, about the Senate has had wanted to vote. They've decided that they're not going to be able to vote on a repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act. What's your view of what's going on right now?
Well, I think that it's kind of a replay of what happened in the House, except the House was more transparent in the way that we drafted the law, because we actually had hearings on it and had documentation as to, you know, all the input that we had received from all the stakeholders in the argument. The Senate drafted behind closed doors, and I think that turned out to be the biggest challenge for them. I was joking with some of my Senate colleagues last week that said, yeah, you guys got that box over from us that had health care reform in it, and you decide you're going to pull some things out, and you couldn't pull it. You'd say, oh, nope, we got to put it back. And then they'd say, well, we need to stick this new object in. You'd figure out that that wouldn't fit, because we've already been through all this. I wish they had just they paid a little more attention to our bill, because I think that's ultimately where they're going to wind up, is because we've already battled all the internal battles between the ideological parts of the conservative wing versus the moderate wing of the Republicans in the House, and so they're going through the same thing in the Senate, so they should have just looked at our bill more closely.
So your party wants to have some sort of legislation in place. You want to be able to go back to your constituents and say, look, this is what the Republican Party was able to put together, and it's going to be okay for you. But at the end of the day, Senate's going to tinker around with this a little bit more. Then what happens? Do we go to a conference committee after that? What's the next step after the Senate is able to have some sort of legislation put together?
This is just my field, and it's at this point in time. So, you know, a lot could change between now and when the Senate actually does something. But my gut tells me that the Senate will come back with something that's close enough for the House to vote on as a standalone measure, instead of trying to go to conference to reconcile the two packages. I think that would take unnecessary time and would wind up with minimal improvement. And so I think in the interest of providing certainty and clarity for our constituents and our patients and our doctors and insurance companies, we need to go ahead and get something done by just voting on the Senate bill once they get it finished. And that's my current prediction as to what will happen.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Let's talk about action on the floor of the House. You know, the sanctuary cities question has become front and center in Austin, as now all the major cities in the state of Texas are opposing the legislation in Austin. You've got a bill there at the House, in the House, that y'all are going to look at. Is that right?
We actually have two. And I tell you what, I'm so surprised by these larger cities that would vote against the protection of their own citizens for the benefit of, I don't know for what benefit. And so there are two bills on the floor this week. The first one's called the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act. It's House Resolution 3003. And it does a couple of things. One is it clarifies that ICE does have absolute detainer authority for folks that are in the country illegally. And then it also makes crystal clear that the federal government can withhold federal grants from jurisdictions that violate federal law by not complying with detainers. And then it also allows the victims of crime to sue the jurisdiction who failed to comply with the detainer. So if you had somebody murdered because of an illegal immigrant, where there was a detainer order and the state or the city ignored the detainer, then they can be sued for failure to follow federal law and for the damage that happened to the person that got killed or otherwise, a crime committed against them. Now, Kate's Law is H.R. 3004. It does two things. One is it enhances the penalties for deported felons that return to the United States so that they aren't free to roam the streets. And so what it says is if you have been picked up more than a certain number of times and deported and you wind up back here, then your penalties become much harsher. One of the other things we've seen a rash of illegal aliens involved in drunk driving accidents where people have gotten killed and hurt. And so it changes the law to say that if you're picked up if you're here illegally and you're picked up for DWI, then you are subject to a detainer automatically. And so that these cities can't release these folks and then have them get back on the streets and kill somebody else.
And Kate, that's Catherine Steinle. That was the girl who was shot and killed a few years ago in San Francisco. That's where it gets its name.
Kate Steinle.
The Supreme Court had some rulings of interest this week. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm loving the Gorsuch Court. It's, they're starting to get it right. The first thing is, has to do with the president's proposed refugee pause. And, you know, as we said in my earlier interviews this year, the president has absolute authority to do this, and we knew he would win in court. And so SCOTUS essentially said that they affirmed that he has the authority to do it. And with a couple of minor exceptions, they lifted the stays that had come out of the lower courts over in California and out of the Ninth Circuit Court, which is that crazy liberal court on the left coast.
Uh-huh.
So they lifted the stay and said, okay, the president's order can go into effect, and then they'll have a full hearing on this in October when the court reconvenes.
Now, I think that
There was also a second order. Sorry about
sure.
that. There was also a second order where the state of Missouri was trying to block funds from a church that was trying to improve their playground and trying to claim separation of church and state.
Right.
And so the Supreme Court came up with the right decision on that to protect religious liberty.
Now, one of the things that they don't seem to be in a hurry to talk about, but I'm sure it could happen next session, that has to do with the drawing of congressional districts, which impacts you and everybody else in the House.
Correct. There are actually two cases that they'll be looking at, one from North Carolina and one from Wisconsin, that has to do with political gerrymandering. There are specific laws in the Voting Rights Act that talk about racial gerrymandering, but there is no law that talks about political gerrymandering. Nonetheless, some people have engaged in litigation that deals with political gerrymandering, and the court has said that they're going to pick that up. There are a bunch of claims that the Texas districts were politically gerrymandered to favor one party or the other. There's nothing in the Constitution or in the Voting Rights Act that prohibits political gerrymandering. That's always been the privilege of the party in power in the various states that draw the maps. And so this case will determine what happens in Wisconsin, North Carolina, and it will have an impact on what happens in Texas.
Finally today, I guess I want to circle back around to the Affordable Care Act, because I know some new numbers came out as far as Obamacare is concerned in Texas that were pretty troublesome.
Yes, you know, one of the interesting things is that Health and Human Services, when the Obama administration was in power, would not ever give the American people the real numbers on what was happening to premiums and out-of-pockets and coverages and so forth. But Tom Price, is Secretary of HHS now, has gone through a deep dive on what's really happened to the American healthcare insurance markets. And so for Texas, there's been an 82% increase in premiums since 2013. So your typical premium is $2,200 more than it was in 2013. And that's way different than the $2,500 premium decrease that President Obama had promised us under Obamacare. It also says that over 1 million families paid about $250 million in penalties in 2014. 94 counties had only one insurance choice in 2017. 86% of our counties had two or fewer choices, and eight insurers left the Texas marketplace, and that major insurer exits are expected this year. So we will likely wind up with about 70% of our counties having one carrier, and I'm thinking it looks like around 20% of our counties will have no insurance carrier options at all. So I kind of have to wonder what people are thinking when they call me and say, hey, we love the Affordable Care Act, we want you to keep it in place. I'm thinking, why? You've got no coverage from it. Your out-of-pockets have exploded, your premiums have exploded, and you've got no options. So why are you telling me it's so great? It's just unfixable.
Well, there's again, we see it every year. We're afraid to lift the page to see what the increase is going to be in our premium, and we would like some relief from you guys and gals if it's at all possible. Congressman,
yeah, that's the reason I'm hoping the Senate will hurry up and get something done so we can get it reconsidered over the House and then send it to the President.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Wish you a happy 4th of July, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Happy Independence Day. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Rachel, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, typical day, but I've got to take my car in for an oil change. What a hassle.
Haven't you heard about Allen Honda's happy hour?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've seen their beautiful new dealership. Well, they have 8 express oil and lube lanes, and every day from 2 to 4 is Allen Honda's happy hour. So no matter what kind of car you drive, you'll get $10 off your oil change, and they'll wash and vacuum your car and have you in and out in no time. It's really quick.
Sounds like a great time saver.
Save time and money with Allen Honda's happy hour.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. No focus on the family this morning. Though the fog is starting to lift a little bit. It's really strange because it wasn't foggy in the beginning, and then we got a report about an hour and a half ago, I guess, that out at 1179 there was some heavy fog. And at least here at the radio station, it's started to dissipate again, so all that in about a two-hour span. It's 10 minutes till right now.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I'm Dana Lash with NRA Carry Guard. I carry my firearm every day. I pray I'll never be forced to use it. But if I do, I know NRA Carry Guard will have my back. I can choose up to $1 million in insurance-backed protection, plus a special attorney referral network to give me the representation I need. Learn more and sign up today at NRACarry.com or call 1-866-NRA-1234 to become an NRA Carry Guard member today.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, there's a new champion in the college baseball world, and it's Florida. The Gators scored 4 runs in the 8th inning last night to defeat Southeastern Conference rival LSU 6-1. Florida took away the trophy for the first time in the school's 103-year history. The victory in Omaha came a year after the Gators went 2 games and out with a team seeded number 1. Meanwhile, the father of LSU pitcher Jared Poche helped revive an elderly man who was slumped on the stadium concourse with no pulse during Game 1 of the College World Series Finals. Dr. Jerry Poche was summoned in the 6th inning of the game against Florida on Monday night. He says the 87-year-old man didn't have a pulse, but he and another man were able to revive him by doing CPR. The doctor was hoping for a quieter night last night when his son was scheduled to start. The Brazos Valley Bombers spent the first 8 innings of last night's matchup with Victoria only separated by a single run before busting things open with a 6-run top of the 9th to win 9-2 over the Generals. The Bombers travel back to Victoria looking to maintain a 5-game lead in the TCL standings over the Generals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150. And sticking with the Bombers, shortstop Alante Wingate has announced via Twitter that he'll transfer to Texas A&M. He'll join Brazos Valley teammates Michael Hellman, Chris Andritsis, and Chandler Morris at Texas A&M this fall. In Major League Baseball,
here's a 3-2, and that's driven pretty deep to right center. Springer is back at the wall, and that's gone. Ryan Healy with a go-ahead grand slam. And the A's lead it 5-1.
Ryan Healy's first career grand slam broke a tie in the 6th inning, and the Oakland Athletics held on for a 6-4 win over the Houston Astros. Here's skip A.J. Hinch.
You know, you get first and second. We've got, you know, Reddick and McCann coming up, Gurriel coming up if McCann gets on. So it's, we had the right matchups, had the right guys in there. Just fell a little short.
The Astros face the A's again tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Heading over to Cleveland.
Here's the pitch to Beltre. Swung on and a high drive. Well hit left field.
That one's way back, and that ball is history. Career home run number 450 for Adrian Beltre has untied this game.
Adrian Beltre hit his 450th career home run, a solo drive in the ninth inning off Cody Allen that sent the Texas Rangers over the Cleveland Indians 2-1. With the dinger, Beltre moved into sole possession of 39th place on the all-time homers list. Game 3 with the Indians is tonight in Cleveland. First pitch is scheduled for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch that game on the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, Indians manager Terry Francona missed last night's game against Texas after his second trip to the hospital this month. The Indians said doctors for now have ruled out major health issues and Francona will be monitored for the next several weeks. The 58-year-old Francona left Monday night's game because he wasn't feeling well. He spent several hours at Cleveland Clinic and underwent a series of tests. And reports state that the New York Knicks and team president Phil Jackson will announce later this morning that they're parting ways. Conversations about what was best for the team's future between Jackson and Knicks owner James Dolan accelerated this week when the franchise decided it would not buy out embattled forward Carmelo Anthony. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. Time now for the deal of the day from the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. We're going to soup this one up a little bit with an SS Edition 2016 Chevy Camaro. 6.2-liter V8, super low miles. 2,500 miles. Okay, well, 2,512 miles for this 2016. Are you kidding me? That's like a brand new vehicle, and you can get it for just $36,797. To learn more about Team Ford of Navasota or Texas Custom Outfitters, all you need to do is go to teamofnavasota.com or take the short trip. It's south of College Station in Navasota, right next to Sioux Falls Prater, just off Highway 6. It's Team Ford of Navasota.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Jen Zweiker comes in here every single week and we talk about real estate, we talk about the market, we talk about buying and selling homes. But the thing that I take away the most and the thing that I really appreciate hearing from her the most as a business owner is that she cares about the people. In fact, her entire team care about the people, all of their clients over there at Zweiker & Associates. And you can be a part of that if you're looking to buy or sell your home and you want somebody who really cares about you and cares about making the experience better, an experience that can be so stressful and so nerve-wracking. Well, guess what? The team over at Zweiker & Associates are the experts who will make that experience better for you. It's real easy to get in touch with them, too. Just go online to zarealestate.com. Get in touch with the experts if you're looking to buy or sell your home. You're not going to regret it because it's going to make your life better, and that's a part of their entire mission statement over there. So check out Jen and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. zarealestate.com is where you do it. That's zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. On a sports note, today's the anniversary of the Evander Holyfield fight with Mike Tyson in 1997.
The ear-biting incident.
Yeah, yeah, which led to the Foot Locker ad.
Yeah.
Where Tyson brings the piece of the ear back to Evander. Yeah. This is also the 17th anniversary of this whole Elian Gonzalez fiasco. If you remember on early Saturday morning is when that happened back in 2000 when the folks burst in and took the kid so he'd take him back to Cuba. That was something rather interesting. And also today is International Body Piercing Day.
Yep.
If you want to celebrate that
take
or
part.
Wish that to, on
maybe
people.
They're having some specials
could
going
be
on today.
Could
two
be.
For one.
Yeah, you know, it could be like fireworks stands, buy one, get five free.
There you go.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
And also it's on this date back in 1964 that Ernest Borgnine and Ethel Merman got married. Two people not necessarily known for their personal physical beauty, so they did divorce 38 days later. Fortunately, there was no child from that marriage, but that does bring up some other short-lived marriages among celebrities, Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley. They were married for 3 months.
Oh.
Yeah, matter of fact. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, married for 72 days.
Yep.
Mario Lopez and Allie Landry, married for 2 weeks. Eddie Murphy and Tracy Edmonds, married for 2 weeks. Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman, 9 days.
Nine days.
Wow. On their way to forever.
What a honeymoon.
You betcha. All right, look for a high temperature today, probably in the lower 90s. We do have a slight chance of showers, about 30%. They'll happen maybe in the afternoon with the heating that'll go on. We'll keep that going on for the next 2 or 3 days. And then over the weekend, no mention of rain in the forecast. We'll be in the lower 90s. 70 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.